final hour already of this transmission. I do want to get into the whole hate crime legislation. I've read the subsections over and over again for you on air. I can't believe this is in there. I can't believe this is happening. And I do want to take your phone calls in the next segment before I get into all of that. Those that have been patiently holding. But Daryl Rundis got interrupted by the satellite break there. So, Daryl, you were explaining that parable there given by Christ about this test that is this life and what's going to happen to people that use their stewardship and their knowledge to abuse the lesser people. And I also like the story of better to tie a millstone around your neck than to hurt one of these. And I see that not just as physical children, but also as, like, you know, retarded children or special needs type people or the old. You know, how the elite, how the predators love to feed on the weak, they are certainly going to be punished for that.
Absolutely. In fact, what this scripture that I just read you in Luke 12 says clearly, though, is those who don't know, in other words, those that don't know him, and they don't live for him, they serve Satan and not God, they hate God, therefore they love death. Those people are in less trouble with Jesus when he returns than those who call themselves believers. Keep in mind, he's not addressing this to the unbeliever. He says he's going to find these people with the unbelievers. So he's talking about believers here. He's saying, hey, if that wicked, lazy servant doesn't get up and get out and do the master's will, which is to stand up for peace and truth and liberty and justice and what's right and what's good, he's going to cut them into many pieces and give them many blows. They're going to be assigned a place with the unbelievers, only they're going to be tortured even worse.
Well, what about all these Christians that are saying war and death and all of this stuff is a good thing, and even killing people's kids in front of them, suddenly that's a good thing. Suddenly carpet bombing cities is a good thing. Suddenly corruption and lying about WMDs is a good thing. These aren't really Christians.
No, absolutely not. And that's what's sad. In fact, I'm going to quit calling myself a Christian and start calling myself a Christ follower or something, because so many people claim to be a Christian, and it's, you know, they may serve him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him, because I don't know anybody who could love righteousness, who could be a light of the world and yet allow all these evil deeds that are done in darkness and never expose them, or even worse, start to beat their fellow maid servants or men servants and make fun of them and mock them. I get rebuked all the time. Every time I post a story on my Facebook, I got Christian after Christian lining up to mock me, make fun of me, call me a tinfoil hat wearing crazy conspiracy theorist. And sadly, none of them have done the research. None of them have done the work. In fact,
well, it's more than that. They don't even want to know, Daryl. They get in to being ignorant, and their religion is being ignorant. And you can give them mainstream news about the preachers covertly hired by FEMA. FEMA saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations. I don't know if they're going to do it, but they're certainly saying they're getting ready. Homeland Security doing drills with foreign troops. And they just laugh. So they're the kooks. It's their religion to laugh at us.
Absolutely. And what's even more wicked about it is that here they say, oh, it's all going to happen anyway. There's nothing I can do. God's in control, so I'm just going to pray. And I ask them, look, if a tsunami was about to sweep across the, you know, the land and wipe out thousands of people, and you knew it was coming, would you just sit there and say, well, God's in control, I'll just stand here and pray? Or would you run around warning people? And sadly to say, I actually got Christians saying, oh, I would just pray. Let the media tell them about the tsunami. That's their job. And I just find it very sad. In fact, it reminds me of another scripture. And it also reminds me of you in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9 through 12. It reminds me of people drinking the Kool-Aid, as you call it. It says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. And for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. And they do. They buy the lie. They love the lie, don't they?
Exactly. This entire New World Order system is openly coming out in the open. It's the best time ever to wake people up. And the Christians look at their watch and go, I'm about to get raptured. I'm glad things are getting bad. I'm not going to help anybody. Do you really think God's going to save you then if you have that attitude? Daryl, stay there one more minute.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, finishing up with Daryl Rundis, we're going to go on to your phone calls here and a bunch of other folks. Daryl, you were talking about your Facebook. Fire that out for folks that want to find it. And also, when are you going to launch this website so I can have you on to talk about the new...
Yeah, we're looking at T-minus 24 days, so we're ready to go with You Do News at the end of July. And we're really excited about it. We've had some tremendous breakthroughs syncing up all the CDNs and making sure that it's going to be hacker-proof. And it's going to be able to handle the bandwidth that we're going to need to stream all those videos.
Well, I'm excited to push it. YouDoNews.com. Very, very exciting, Daryl.
Yeah, in fact, I want to finish this last scripture because, once again, it's very telling. And I'm going to go back to verse 11. It says, for this
we'll reason, start over because some stations don't carry that last 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, it says, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, or drinking the Kool-Aid, as you call it, so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. And that's the bottom line. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who call themselves Christians, but they're buying the lie. They delight in the wickedness. They're not believing that Child Protective Services, you know, will show up and take your kids without any warrant, without any notice, that, you know, the cap and tax, or they should call it the cap and control bill, is being passed even as we speak. The hate crimes legislation, the cyberbullying bill, All these things are designed to usher in the new world order and a one-world government and one-world currency. And if they don't believe it, they're going to be caught unaware. And when they're caught unaware, they're going to be wishing they would have listened to guys like you.
Well, Daryl, we'll talk to you as soon as you launch that and have you back on. God bless you and take care.
Likewise, man.
All right, I'm just going to go to your calls for the rest of the show and hit a few important news items here. It's almost like running in place. I know we're having a big effect. I know we're reaching a lot of people. But it's almost like ridiculous. I've got to beg and plead and document and show people. I mean, there's openly a world government being set up. They're openly robbing and stealing everything. They're involved in every corruption you can imagine. They've been caught lying millions of times. And a lot of people are waking up and getting involved, but a lot of other people aren't. They're fighting us. And it's because the New World Order, Joseph Goebbels said, good propaganda just speaks to people's laziness. They speak to what people want to hear and want to believe. And people want to believe everything's fine. They want to believe their government's good. They want to believe everything's... I mean, it's upsetting to know they're criminal. It's upsetting to know it's out of control. It's very disconcerting to know that the media hypes up abuses by terrorists or political groups they don't like, but doesn't hype up. They're grabbing people to put them in prison, kidnapping people's kids. People take it that their kids were taken for no reason, like it's no big deal. I mean, our very survival instincts have been drummed out of us. It's just outrageous. If we're already putting up with this, and the establishment is just full steam ahead, coming after our liberties, I mean, how bad is it going to get? And Thomas Jefferson said tyranny will be as bad as you let it become. That's paraphrasing. The level of tyranny you will live under will be the exact amount you basically accept and put up with. And people think the economy's bad now. 600,000 people on average losing their jobs every month, month after month. You think the economy's bad now with California going into default and collapsing? This is the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. And it's horrible to see society falling apart. And then the so-called safety net is really like a big bug zapper to fry everybody. All right, let's go to the calls. Gary and Mash are on the air.
Alex, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding, Gary. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It was quite a long hold, and I did some research while I was holding. I want to cover a couple topics, and if we could have a little bit of an interactive dialogue, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first topic. On July 4th, the Sci-Fi Channel ran 42 episodes of The Twilight Zone, and one of the episodes, not that I watched them all, I only caught one episode, but it was amazing. It was called The Obsolete Man. Have you heard of that?
Say it again.
Okay, it's called The Obsolete Man, and the star of the show was Burgess Meredith, 1961, June 2nd, 1961.
No, I've played The Obsolete Man here before. It's a socialist communist society. They call him in, and they go, you are obsolete as a librarian. And then basically he shows the whole guy up by wanting his execution to be on television and shows what a coward the state was, and so they remove him as well.
Exactly, and the guy who was in charge of the state, who he locked in the room with him, the librarian starts reading from the Bible, Psalm 23, Psalm 53, and the guy from the state's just sitting there getting more and more nervous, his leg is shaking, he starts smoking, and finally he begs...
What's his name?
Man.
He goes, Mr. Whatever his name is. Yeah, pull up the
Mr. Wordsworth was the...
Mr. Wordsworth, you are obsolete. And he's like getting on. Yeah, pull up The Obsolete Man, Twilight Zone, and we'll play a clip of that. Okay, you want to have a dialogue, but go ahead. Yes, I've seen the episode.
Yeah, he says, in the name of God, let me out of here. And right then, Wordsworth obliges, lets the guy in charge of the state out of the room. Wordsworth himself gets all blown up and killed. But then when the chancellor gets back into the state, all of the people strip him of his power because one of their big laws was God doesn't exist. And because he asked for God's help to get out of that room before it blew up, he himself was named a criminal.
which, ladies and gentlemen, this has happened in hundreds of other countries. As soon as they pass a hate crime bill, the Soviet Union invented this 80 years ago, 80 plus. As soon as they do this, hate crime, hate speech, this has all been done in the Soviet Union. As soon as they get rid of the Bill of Rights, as soon as they start violating free speech, it's all gone. You know, now a lot of cities don't even give you a free speech zone. They just say protest or banned. And then now, oh, you can't write that. You can't say that. I mean, it's in the New York Times. It's in the Washington Post calling for restrictions on free speech. The CEO of News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch's head guy, said arrest bloggers last week. And, yeah, it's a great point you make. Your other point was?
Yeah, other point. I think that your frustration, we share your frustration. We need to have an action plan. I want to propose a few things. Get some more actors and actresses on your show as much as possible, because our dumbed down, fluoride drinking society needs to hear from those that they look up to that you are for real, that this thing is happening, and that we've got to do something to stop it. Number one. Number two, get some uncorruptibles out there running for Congress. Let's find out who they are, starting with our friend Ron Paul. Who does Ron Paul like? Because whoever he likes...
Well, the minute you have an uncorruptible, that's when the COINTELPRO comes out and says they all... Oh, that's the government agent. It's Ron Paul. If we just get rid of him, the whole world will be saved. And Alex Jones, he's the bad one. Ron Paul's bad, and Alex Jones is, but David Rockefeller, he's not bad.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's basically what we hear constantly. Anybody who stands up to corruption, that's them. They're the government. Get him. Get him.
Alex, we got to get your DVDs out to the military and the police, because if their eyes open, if they wake up, if they get unplugged from the matrix, they're going to join us.
That's the quickest, best solution right there, and I heartily agree with you. And when Mark Dice had the idea to mail my films, Terror Storm and others, to the troops, which people did, Michael Reagan called for his murder and said, I will pay for his assassination. Called for, contracted for murder. And the FBI said, you're allowed to contract for murder against 9/11 truthers.
Craziness. Alex, one other thing I want to cover quick, and I know you've got other callers waiting. I'll make it quick. It's amazing what's going on with chemtrails, because, first off, I think for the 4th of July, they did us a favor. And for 1 week, they stopped chemtrailing Boston, so the fireworks were great. Number two.
Oh, that was nice of them.
That was nice of them, I know. Number
See,
two.
See, don't say the government didn't do something for you.
Government's got a couple websites that are up now. They'll probably go away soon. I am shocked at how much data they're releasing on these programs that we all thought were top secret. ASP.bnl.gov. Grab every file you can. ASP.bnl.gov and climate science.gov.
Hold on. ASP.bnl.com?
It's .gov. It's all up there right now.
Oh, yeah. Atmospheric Science Program, Science Team Meeting. Climate Change Science Program Synthesis and Assessment Report for Aerosols Released. It's almost like space aliens control the planet. I'm saying this hypothetically, and they come on the news and go, the Earth is dying. We must make the atmosphere methane. And then you see, like, their gills. We breathe methane. So do you. We are from planet Google Gob. I mean, you know, they're like, we must change the atmosphere or the Earth will die. And they're teaching kids, the atmosphere is off-gassing into space. You'll soon boil alive unless we spray barium salt and aluminum dioxide on you.
Absolutely.
And then we're like,
Alex,
but that's,
one last thing. You're always saying Google it. Try to say dog pilot or something else, because Google's on the inside of their program now. Let's find some other search engines we can trust, because at some point, everything we do through Google is going to be tracked.
Certainly, I know Google was set up by the CIA, is the government. It's the best search engine out there. I found people know what Google means. It's now in the encyclopedia and dictionary. The word Google, it means search it. And so, yes, that's why I've been trying to say Google it, search engine it. But I'll say search engine, you get emails going, what is that? And then it's a conspiracy theory that search engines exist, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, kind of like when I say summer exists now, and we have normal climate change, they go, this guy says there's actual seasons. Everybody knows that's an Al-Qaeda code. Everybody knows that's anti-Semitic code to say that there's seasons. Ban climate denial. Arrest him.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
He's waiting, Chancellor.
Order him in.
Wordsworth, Romney.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'll ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir, I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian,
sir. A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. You understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? I'll ask you again your occupation.
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persist in declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Oh. Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And, of course, it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And, of course, it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
Are in error, Mr. Wordsworth. There is no...
And see, here's the deal. The Soviets were atheists, and the issue is you don't have to believe in God if you don't want to. The issue is they come after you and arrest you if you do. And they've now introduced the bills that have passed the House and is in the Senate. The federal hate crimes bill has a longer title dealing with federalizing local law enforcement. And it doesn't just say that if you criticize somebody, the state will decide and then come arrest you. If what you said could have been hurtful or upsetting, or if they say it intimidated them. It's also about federalizing local police. That's what the bill does, to where now their number one job is what you're saying, what you're doing. So they can now give the police a political lexicon to be political commissars over the society. Political police, when we say the Commissar, that was the Commissariat in Russia. Going around, they had hate crimes there too. And so everything's going to pass. The total Federal Reserve takeover to society, the banking takeover through that, the environmental takeover with the carbon tax, the open borders to destroy the sovereignty of the country, the hate crimes bills restrict free speech. It's all happening right now. The federalization of water. They're taking over. It's a revolution.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
I promise to get into this chemtrail news. That's coming up. Let's get to your calls right now. Danny in Texas, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you. Good to hear your show. A couple of quick points and a question, if you'll stay with me just a second. Qualify the first one by saying I'm not just buttering you up so you'll give me time on the radio. I would really covet an hour conversation with just you, because I can't even get my wife to talk to me about this stuff. But anyway, it's an absolute priceless work that you're doing. People just don't realize, and you, sir, I believe are probably the premier.
Well, let me say this. I know it's priceless, and that's why I don't do the best job all the time. So that's what's even more frustrating is this work is so important. And I don't like being the main person having to do it because it's so important. I wish I could do less and craft it better and make it, you know, more focused and effective. But, you know, you do what you can.
Anyway, I was reading a little booklet that my wife got me. It's entitled The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. And so that brings me to my second point. I'd like to challenge anyone out there that's listening today, if you can read the Declaration of Independence and or the preamble of the Constitution and not get chills up and down your spine and or get angry about what's going on in our country today, then
you mean the Al-Qaeda-tution?
Right. But I would certainly say then your patriot is probably dead.
I agree with you a bit. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, all the same stuff is happening today.
Yeah, exactly right. And that brings me to my question. what is it that could be done? I mean, are these people all hedged off where they can't be sued or arrested? Because it clearly says in the First Amendment to the Constitution, Congress shall make no laws, you know, and it finishes the First Amendment. And, you know, it's nothing new. They've been doing that forever. But, I mean, now they've really gotten to a point where it's self-destructive. I mean, it's going to do completely away with the First Amendment. And this is what our country was founded on. This is what makes this country great. And this is what we should go by as far as laws in our country. And for them to just basically wipe their behinds with it, it makes me curious. It makes me want to. You know, I don't.
Well, then, if you try to stop them from wiping their behinds with the Constitution, they then call you a terrorist, and that's what the DHS reports are about. And that's the one big thing the globalists have on their side is they are not short on bold. They got plenty of boldness, plenty of chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it. They are very arrogant, a lot of hubris, and a few other choice words I can think of to start teaching kids that there are no seasons, and to start teaching kids that, you know, that it's normal to spy on your parents. I mean, it's all just over the top tyranny. And what tyrants do is they come in and they practice tyranny. And if they can spy on people without warrants, well, they can ban the First Amendment. And if they can go in and federalize most of the preachers and get them on an intelligence operation payroll, the problem is the government's organized, it's centralized, it's able to make mass changes, even if it's unpopular, even if it's criminal. We have to all locally sue them, speak out against them, say no, get really aggressive with government. And we've had a lot of victories against them. I mean, as bad as things are, things would be a lot worse if we hadn't have been fighting them all along. But we also have to get all these comfortable people that don't think it's their job. Folks are so selfish nowadays and so self-centered, they won't even get up off their fat butts to protect themselves. And so the next best thing we can do is say, okay, everything's going to collapse because you have this lackadaisical jackass attitude. And when it does collapse, don't blame the people that are still free market and still own some property and can still live their lives self-sufficiently. Because, see, the howling mob of scum, they're going to be the weapon the New World Order uses. That's the big dirty secret. After the globalists are done collapsing things, the average scumbag out there is going to go suck their boots and prostrate themselves down before them and beg even more and grovel, because that's all they know at a bestial level. And then the establishment's going to say, your enemies, those gun owners, those conservatives, those Christians, those liberals, those landowners, those, get them! And the public's just going to go, ah! And they'll put on their little uniform. It's like the Soviet Union. Or like a third world country. They're going to put on, you take a dumb, lazy scumbag who's watched TV their whole lives, you give them a machine gun and a uniform, they're ready to murder their neighbors and make excuses. It's a green tax. You know, it's all, we're taking your kids. You know, the neighbors said they saw something. Ah, smell the kids. Ah, you know, it's just, it's, and, you know, now Texas police just pull people over and go, give me the cash. And then they go on TV and go, we take your money. You know, I mean, it's just, it's like Chicago, where the police are openly corrupt and openly they are the mafia. And so we're turning into Mexico. And if we roll over like they do in Mexico to corruption, or we roll over like it did in Germany, we're going to be total slaves. I appreciate your call. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Bill. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, you were talking about the opium over there in Afghanistan, and I saw flashed across the news, you know, how they streamed that about a week to 10 days ago, where Holbrook, you know, the fellow that's in the Bilderberger. And,
yeah, he's the opium don. He's the opium czar,
right,
over the plantations.
Right. He made the statement that eradication will not work. Therefore, they're giving up eradication of the opium because it would drive the farmers into the arms of the Taliban.
No, yeah, I was listening to about a month and a half ago to BBC Radio on XM, and they can't deny the government deals all the drugs now, so they just came out and said, well, the Army does protect the opium, and it does, and the Army, U.S. Army, does allow them to sell it, because that way the Taliban doesn't get to make the money. So now, yes, we ship, they even tell the troops, yes, we ship the opium into America, and we go ahead and arrest you when you use it, though, but it's so the Taliban doesn't get the money. And that's the CIA excuse 50 years ago. We're going to run the cocaine into America because there's a market. People want it. Size, you guys want $5 million houses on Maui, right? It's for America. We're fighting communism. We can't let the communists make all that money. So we got to do it. Hold on. Somebody's got to do it, Bill, for America. And so, and somebody's got to own the private prisons with off the laundered drug money to put your kids in it. So we bring in the heroin and we put you in our own prison because we're red, white, and blue, Bill. And so I heard them on BBC admit it, but they said, well, the U.S. has an ingenious program. So the Taliban doesn't get a foothold. The United States guards it and allows it to come to, and allows the farmers to have a little money. It's a U.S. welfare system. What they don't tell you is the warlords all own those different sectors. The U.S. made deals with them. The Taliban runs it. That's why the Taliban made the deal with the United States in 79, Brzezinski brags. We said, we'll take all the schmack you got. They all have little palaces. They don't show those on the news, but it's admitted they have them. I've seen photos. You can have your castles and palaces. We'll ship it into our whore public. Just like with the Vietnamese, we'll sell our troops the heroin. They'll come home and get on it. We hate our people. We are scum. And the Taliban said, Heil Hitler, hell yes. We want to sell our opium to you. And the rest is history. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway. Bro,
no, I mean, that's how it works. That's how this works. Is it not sick? Is it not? They just admit now the government ships it in. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you, Bill?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to bring heroin in, Bill. It's to fight Al-Qaeda, Bill.
Anyway, you know, when you were on the air here in central Wisconsin, I called in. In fact, I had a lot to do with getting
I remember you on that show. You did call in. I was going to say that, but I thought I would dispense with the pleasantries and get right to interrupting you, Bill.
Yeah, which you're good at.
I am the champion. I'm just joking. Go ahead, Bill.
You do a good job. But anyway, they had Jerome Corsi on recently, and I brought up these same points.
Oh.
And then he's got an e-book out about how we have to attack Iran. So I jumped all over him. And, you know, I think he brings up a lot of good points, but he is not definitely on our side. You know, he suggested people get Glenn Beck's book and get Michael Levine's book and all of this, and I said these are all neocon positions.
It's pretty clear. I mean, I've had Corsi on. Corsi is like a different person each interview he's on. And let me tell you, I think if you scratched Dr. Corsi, you might find something, you know, wearing a uniform right underneath it. But you know what? I don't know what you do. You know, I mean, the globalists are taking over the planet. They're slapping us around, and it's disgusting.
I am a town chairman. I am also on the county board. I've gotten resolutions passed against legal and illegal drug abuse, against depleted uranium, against the Clean Water Restoration Act, against all of the legislation on the gardens and the organic farming. I got one supporting Ron Paul's resolution and his attempts to audit the Federal Reserve. I've gotten all of that passed. And then I've gone to the local sheriff who lives in the town that I'm a town chairman, given him the DVDs. He is aware of all of these situations. He has told me point blank that if the order comes to confiscate guns, he will not do so.
Well, if other people would run for county commissioner or city councilman like you've done, we'd save this country. That's what I keep saying. They focus us on these stupid Palin versus Obama, you know, situations instead of the local areas where the power is. That's why the globalists are coming in and buying folks off regionally. Good to hear from you, Bill. You know, I promised to play this. It's 10 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com. The reason it's important, I can't find the tape, similar newscast about Austin, where they were spraying people and everybody was getting sick. But the point is, this is not an unsolved mystery. This is declassified that the government delivers different chemicals and biologicals in these gels. And at the end of the piece, I don't know if we'll have time to play that, at the end of the piece, they admit, oh, could it be a government inoculation? I'm sorry, folks. These are eugenicists that are running things on record. So, no, it's not an inoculation. You want to wonder why 50 years ago it was like finding a leprechaun to find a kid who had cancer, and now every street corner's got some kid dying of it. You know, go up and down the street and everybody's got their kids dying on you. It's the stuff they're putting in the water and the food in the air. These are control freak eugenicists. But here's a little clip from Unsolved Mysteries from over a decade ago. Here it is. The Blob.
It came from the skies to wreak havoc on the earth. Strange blob-like droplets that look something like this. It sounds like a bad science fiction movie. But for a small town in the Pacific Northwest, there was nothing entertaining or fictional about the scourge that befell them in 1994. 6 times it rained down from above, leaving dozens of local residents ill and several pets and small animals dead. It all happened in Oakville, Washington, population 665. Here in Oakville, clouds fill the sky daily, bringing rain some 275 days a year. So when it began pouring on the morning of August 7th, 1994, no one was particularly concerned, until they realized it wasn't raining rain. It was raining tiny blobs of gelatinous goo. It came down in torrents, blanketing 20 square miles, and brought with it something of a plague.
I got sick, my wife got sick, my daughter, everybody that lived here got sick.
Everybody in the whole town came down with like a flu, only it was a really hard flu. It didn't last like 7 days, it lasted like 7 weeks, 2 or 3 months.
A local policeman was among the first to report the perplexing precipitation. Officer David Lacey was on patrol with a civilian friend at 3 a.m. when the downpour began.
It's on the window there.
I don't know. That's going to build it up. Is that inside the car?
We turned our windshield wipers on, and it just started smearing to the point where we could almost not see. And we both looked at each other, and we said, you know, Jesus isn't right. I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere, basically, and where did this come from?
Officer Lacey pulled into a gas station to degoo his windshield. As an added precaution, he put on a pair of latex gloves.
That's weird. The substance, it was very mushy. It's almost like if you had Jell-O in your hand, and, you know, you could pretty much squish it through your fingers. We knew it wasn't something that we would normally see because we had never experienced it before. So we did have some bells go off in our heads that basically said that this isn't right, this isn't normal.
Local resident Dottie Hearn was equally baffled. By the time she stepped outside that morning, the storm had ended, but the blobs were everywhere.
It looked like hail laying on top of the wood box and everywhere else. So I just went over and I touched it, and it wasn't hail. It was a gelatinous-like material.
I have an appointment.
By mid-afternoon, Officer Lacey had inexplicably taken ill.
That was to the point where I could hardly breathe. I started to put together that possibly whatever the substance was, it made me violently sick, you know, and ill, like I never had been before, to the point where, you know, it just totally shut me down.
Across town, Dottie Hearn wasn't faring much better.
I started feeling dizzy. Everything started moving around and around, and it got worse. And as it did, I became increasingly nauseated.
Mom!
An hour later, Dottie's daughter and son found her sprawled on the bathroom floor.
Have you been sprawling out?
Yes.
Dottie, she's sick.
She was cold, drenched with perspiration, pale. My mom had been vomiting. She had extreme vertigo. She complained that she had difficulty with her vision. Her vision was blurring.
Dottie would spend the next 3 days in the hospital. The diagnosis? A severe inner ear infection.
For some reason, as we were going out the door, I remembered the substance, and I wondered if perhaps it might have had some sort of an effect on her, if it might have made her sick. So I opted at that moment to take a sample of this gelatinous material to the hospital.
A lab technician found the first startling clue. The substance contained human white blood cells. But exactly what it was and why it fell from the sky could not be determined. The goo was promptly forwarded to the Washington State Department of Health for further analysis.
Yeah, it was forwarded to the very group that probably sprayed it with the feds.
There was no structure that we could see.
The goo was directly forwarded to those that had done it, and they said it was good for you. Anyways, they basically then say, oh, it was the government inoculating you for your own good. Just like they radiated all those foster children to death for their own good and those black men with syphilis. And again, those are just two of the ones you probably know about. There's thousands.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year with whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, I'm going to jam in a few final phone calls here at the end. I didn't really thank any of the sponsors today, though I should have. One of them I do want to tell you about are these great folks. They've got the best prices I've found on these hidden cameras that shoots really good digital video and audio and is also a working pen. It's just got a little hidden camera right there. But the best system they've got is one that goes in your car and then just goes off a little digital memory stick but records hours and hours. So the police pull you over, never even know you have it. You go, dude, and just play it. They got a call from the Wall Street Journal today going, you sponsor Alex Jones. Why are you engaged in anti-American activity? Don't you feel bad? You know, you're not supposed to tape the police. You're supposed to just trust your government. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous. fact, speaking of the devil, I'm calling that Wall Street Journal reporter right after this, and I'm saying, I've never heard of such a hit piece. Now you're calling up trying to guilt my sponsors? This is going to be one hell of a hit piece when it comes out, I got to tell you. Anyways, Diginet, mobile DVR that goes in your car, and a bunch of other systems. Just check out the website. It's Diginet.net. Diginet, Diginet.net. Diginet. Diginet.net. Very easy to remember. It's an unbiased witness, and it is always at your side, ready to help in any case of necessity, in the case of any emergency, and is accessible as evidence in court if necessary. They've got with 2, 4, 8, and gig and 8 gig models, you can record 2 hours of continuous audio and video. You will not believe the quality. Click on the Diginet banner at Infowars.com if you forget the web address. Diginet.net. And they say nice things about us when the Wall Street Journal comes snaking around. I'm going to call that reporter and go, not a hit piece, my butt. I mean, what is going on here? Alex Jones is radical, says there were once four seasons. His extreme schizophrenia continues. He believes the sun is the cause of heating on the planet. Jones doesn't stop there. He says a man and a woman are what manufactures a baby. Next, his arrest for hate speech. By the way, I just got some incredible hate speech news in. It's from a good source, newswithviews.com. I got Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson doing an article on it. Attorney General to classify pro-life, pro-gun Americans as terrorists, period. So see, other groups get special rights, and if you hurt their feelings, you go to prison. But if you are a gun owner, you're going to a gulag, baby. The Ponytail Brigade wants your property. And I'm not against you if you got ponytails. You know what I mean. I mean, ponytails aren't all bad. All right, let's go ahead and, even though Hartman says never trust somebody with a ponytail. Hartman, why do you say that? Go turn the mic on for Hartman.
It's just what I've learned in my 28 years of being a human. You can't trust anybody with a ponytail or with two first names or two last names.
Ron Paul.
Other than him. There's always one exception to the rule.
I can do a little ponytail. No, I'm just joking around. Thank you, Hoosh. Everything's fine. Let's not turn off all the ponytail people. I think ponytails are cool. I'm serious. You know, why didn't I talk about Michael Jackson tickets? How do you get the 8,000 golden tickets? Why didn't I just talk about the whole thing? The public's insane. Oh, my God. Help me. Help me. I said I'd take calls, and I'm out of time. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I can't handle much more of this New World Order. I've tried to have a good attitude today. I've tried to be funny. I've tried to enjoy the raping and slaughtering and butchering of my country. But I've enjoyed just about as much as I can stand. Retransmission starts now at one place, Infowars.com, on the audio streams. Got some serious shows coming up throughout the week. And wide open phones again and some big gifts. Speaking of Ron Paul, he'll be on the show this week. Aaron Dykes and Rob Dewar getting back from Canada. A little surprise interview I sent them up there for. Wait till you hear and see this. A lot of big surprises coming up this week. Be sure and keep it locked in to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Only trust people if they have ponytails. It's a hate crime you committed. Arrest him. Arrest him for hate crimes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.